幸找到特别的讲员Brother Rich Robinson， 他是 Jews for Jesus 在旧金山的高级研究员，他曾经在我们教会两年前曾经证道过，今天很高兴他继续来到我们当中做证道。
Well, shalom and good morning. Good to see you all.
平安，很高兴看到大家。
I will share with you a little bit later on some of the things God is doing among Jewish people.
等一下，我有机会跟大家分享神在犹太人当中所做的事情。
But this morning we are going to look at something from the Old Testament.
今天我们要从旧约当中看一些事情。
We will be talking about the Jewish roots of an Old Testament holiday, Pentecost.
我们今天要讲的题目是五旬节的犹太根源。
Because Paul says that everything written in the Old Testament is written for our benefit.
因为保罗告诉我们，写在旧约的是为了我们的利益。
And everything in there has something to say to our Christian lives.
旧约所写的事情对今天我们基督徒而言是有蛮大的意义的。
And especially the Old Testament festivals have a lot to say about Jesus.
尤其是在旧约的节期当中，事实上有很多跟耶稣基督是有关系的。
Because they all pointed forward to him and are fulfilled in him.
这些节期都是指向耶稣，而且将来是要成就的。
So today we're going to look at this holiday of Pentecost.
我们今天要看的是五旬节这个节期。
And we are going to do this basically in three perspectives.
我们要从三方面来看这个节期。
What God has done for us in the past.
神在过去做跟我们之间的做的事情。
And later on, what God wants from us in the present and what he has for us in the future.
以及神今天要我们做的事情，以未来神要给我们的。
So Leviticus chapter 23 is the chapter that introduces us to this holiday.
我们看到的是在利未记当中的23章讲到五旬节这个故事。
I'll read it in English, then we'll put it up in Chinese also.
先用英文读，等一下会有中文的字幕。
Leviticus 23, the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land I'm going to give you, and you reap its harvest, bring to the priest a sheaf of the first grain you harvest. He is to wave the sheaf before the Lord so that it will be accepted on your behalf. The priest is to wave it on the day after the Sabbath. And this scripture, it tells us that there's a time in the spring when Israel gathers their crops.
他说在春间的时候呢，这些犹太人呢，他们就收割了。
And they take the first of what comes up out of the ground.
他们把这个初熟的从果地上所收成的，
and they offer it to the Lord，
把它奉献给神。
Soon we'll find out why.
我们等一下就会知道为什么他们这样子做。
You must not eat any bread or roasted or new grain until the very day you bring this offering to the Lord your God. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come wherever you live. From the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks.And here you see what's happening. First, you give up first fruits right after the holiday of Passover.
首先呢，你在这个逾越节之后呢，收成的呢，你奉献给神。
Then you count off 7 weeks.
然后呢，你数七个礼拜。
And then, as we'll see in a moment, you offer first fruits again.
然后呢，你就再把这个初熟的果子再送一次，献献给神。
It's the second time that's known as the Feast of Pentecost.
第二次的奉献呢，叫做五旬节。
It's also known in the Old Testament as the Feast of Weeks.
也就是在旧约当中所讲的七七节。
Because we count off 7 weeks.
因为你算了七个礼拜。
And so count off 50 days till the day after the seventh Sabbath and present an offering of new grain to the Lord. And it goes on, I won't read it all, but the offering of first fruits to the Lord. And here you have it also now in Chinese.Well, this makes you wonder, what is this all about? Why are they offering first fruits to the Lord?
你看到这里就是说他们神为什么叫他们做这些事呢？
Okay, so here's the whole story to understand it.
我现在要把故事告诉你们。
It really goes back to when Israel were slaves in Egypt.
这故事呢追溯到当犹太人在埃及地做奴隶的时候。
And God freed us from slavery.
神将他们从奴隶当中拯救出来。
And he brought us into the promised land and made us into his people.
神把他们带到应许地，成为他的子民。
And in gratitude, we now offer the first of what he has given us.
为了感谢神，把初熟的庄稼献给神。
And actually, Israel has a remarkable journey on the way to the promised land.
事实上，我们知道，当犹太人从埃及出来的时候，他们有很长的一段历程进入应许地。
We rebelled against God.
他们悖逆神。
I think maybe I understand a little bit of why.
我大概知道他们为什么这样子做。
We had lived motivated by fear for 400 years.
他们在恐惧当中生活了400年。
As slaves, yeah.
他们做奴隶。
Now we had to learn how to live by love.
现在要说如何在爱中来相爱过日子。
And even while we rebelled against God, he still showed us his love.
虽然我们悖逆神，神继续将慈爱显示给我们。
He provided for everything we needed while we wandered.
他供应我们在旷野当中所需要的一切事情。
And actually, it should have taken 2 weeks to walk from Egypt to the promised land.
应该只两个礼拜就可以从埃及走到应许地的。
But as we know, it took 40 years.
但是从圣经当中我们知道他们走了40年。
Because we rebelled.
因为他们悖逆神。
And yet God provided food every day.
但是神每日供应食物。
He provided for our clothing.
他给我们衣服穿。
There's a verse that says the sandals on your feet did not wear out the entire time you were in the desert.
他说你所穿的鞋并没有磨破。
And elsewhere it says that he provided booths for us to live in.
他让犹太人有居住的地方。
So even while he chastised us for our sins, he proved his love.
虽然神管教责备犹太人，神继续施慈爱给他们。
And made us into his people.
将犹太人成为他的子民
，and brought us into a wonderful land of blessing，
把神带把犹太人带到神给他们的应许之地
，provided that we would obey him。
虽然这些人能够，虽然神要他们能够从此能够遵循神的教导
，part of the blessing was the crops of the land。
其中的一个神赐福给他们，就是在土地长出来的庄稼。
And to show gratitude, we always took the first and gave that to the Lord.
为了向神感谢我们对他的恩典，我们把第一个收成的庄稼献给神。
If Israel was a person instead of a nation, this would be their testimony.
如果犹太民族是一个人的话呢，这个当中就是他们所这个人可做的见证。
They would stand here and say, "I was slaves once."
他站在那地方跟神说：“我以前是一个奴隶。”
But God freed me and made me into His people.
但是神拯救了我，让我成为他的子民。
And now He's blessed me in so many ways.
然后呢，我看到在神在这个新的应许地上，从各样事情来祝福我。
I'm grateful, so I want to give the first and the best of what I have to God.
我太感谢神了，我把最好的要献给神，把初熟的庄稼献给神。
Israel had a journey, and you have a journey also.
我们在这当中看到犹太人在旷野当中有一段经历。事实上，我们基督徒有一段属灵的经历。
And when you read the Old Testament story of Israel,
当你读在旧约当中读犹太人的经历的时候
，Ask yourself, how is this like my story?
想想看，这段过程旷野的过程当中，跟我自己的属灵经历有些什么关系呢
？Because it's not just the story of an ancient people; it's the story of all of our Christian lives.
这个段故事不只在讲那时候古时候的犹太人，是在讲所有基督徒的属灵生命。
God freed us from slavery, maybe not in Egypt, but slavery to sin.
神拯救我们未必是从埃及地从奴隶当中拯救出来，但是神从我们罪恶当中把我们拯救出来。
And He has brought us into a place of blessing in the body of Christ.
神把我们带到有一个被赐福给我们的地方，而且在基督当中。
And we also express our gratitude to Him by what we give and what we do.
我们也向同样的向神表达我们的谢意，将我们所得的献给神。
I have a journey also.
我自己有一段经历。
I'm from a Jewish home in New York City.
我在纽约长大的一个犹太家庭。
And I grew up without much talk about God.
我长大的过程当中没有多少讲到有关神的事情。
My family was secular, not religious.
我的家庭事实上是蛮世俗化的，并不是很宗教化的。
We were culturally Jewish.
我们在文化上是基督，是犹太人。
And by the way, one part of Jewish culture is we like to eat in Chinese restaurants.
有个犹太人的文化当中很喜欢吃中国食物。
But when you grow up without God, you have something empty in your life.
可是当你在生命过程当中，如果没有神的话，你心里是虚空的。
And like many Jewish people, I began a spiritual search.
所以就像有些犹太人一样，我就开始在属灵上面追索寻求。
And Jewish people today are seekers and searchers.
你可以看到今天的犹太人有很多人是在寻找的。
We explore a new age.
我们寻找新的事物。
In the Bay Area here, many Jews are involved in Buddhism.
事实上在这个湾区，有些犹太人好像在研究佛教一样。
And I began to explore many spiritualities.
所以我就开始研究跟宗教有关的不同事物。
I looked at Eastern religions, yeah.
看东方的宗教。
I tried to study yoga.
我也学yoga。
As a way to connect with God.
想说透过这个瑜伽可以跟神连接。
And I discovered I could not twist into all the positions I am supposed to twist into.
后来我发现我没有办法做那些很困难的动作。
And so I thought, maybe what if salvation is only for flexible people?
也许这个救恩只能让这个骨头很柔软的人才有办法得到。
So I tried other things.
所以我就尝试其他的事情。
And finally, I met a Christian on my college campus.
后来有一次呢，我在大学里面碰到一个基督徒。
Who talked to me about the real gospel.
他就告诉我真正的真理是什么。
And I was already a little open to Jesus.
我那时候也有一点开放，想看看了解基督教是什么。
But Jesus as presented through Eastern religion.
但是基督教在东方的宗教里面。
And I argued with my new friend for 9 months.
我就跟我的朋友争辩，辩了9个月。
And long story short, he led me to faith in Christ.
所以长话短说，他带领我成为一个基督徒。
And that's my journey, and you have your journey.
这是我的信主的经历，你也有你信主的经历。
And when we read this Old Testament story and the Old Testament Feast of Pentecost,
我们来读这个旧约的故事，尤其读到五旬节这个故事的时候。
Let's remember that there was a lot that came before what we read in Leviticus.
那我们记得，这个故事当中，我们今天看到在旧约当中有很多事情发生跟五旬节有关的。
It's the whole journey from being without God to being with Him.
那这个过程当中讲的是从一个没神的生命走到一个有神的生命。
And now we're going to leap over into the New Testament.
好，我们现在来看看新约。
Because Acts chapter 2 tells us about this same holiday.
在使徒行传的第二章也同样讲到五旬节。
You know the story.
你们大概都知道这个故事。
And this is going to have to do with our opportunities God gives us now in the present.
这有关于神给我们现今的机会。
So Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven, filled the whole house where they were sitting, and they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Well, here's what's happening now. It's the Feast of Pentecost.
在五旬节那一天。
And you have many, many Jewish pilgrims from all over the world coming to Jerusalem.
你看到有很多犹太人就来到耶路撒冷。
They're coming to give the first fruits of their crops.
他们要来献给神出手的果子。
It's still an agricultural life.
那时候还是农业社会。
And some reports say they would load the first fruits onto oxen.
他们会把出手的果子呢弄到这个牛要所拉的身上。
And tie ribbons onto the horns of the oxen.
然后呢，在牛的头上呢绑了一个结。
And make a beautiful procession into Jerusalem.
然后呢，就浩浩荡荡的游行到耶路撒冷去。
And what do you think they find there? They find the disciples of Jesus.
他们到那地方呢，哎，他们碰到了基督的使徒们。
Now to understand the story, I have to tell you something else.
我要告诉你，只要讲清楚一个故事，要告诉你其他的一些事情。
Jewish people like legends and stories and folklore.
犹太人呢，很喜欢听传说啊的故事。
There is a legend about this holiday.
在关于这个五旬节有一个传说。
That says when God first offered the law of Moses to the Jewish people.
这传说关于说神呢，当初在西乃山颁给犹太人律法的时候
，Before he gave it to Israel, he offered it to all the nations of the world.
那传说说呢，神不止在那时候呢，把这律法颁给犹太人，神事实上呢，也把他的话呢，颁给各国的人。
And he offered it to each in their own language.
神向这些各国的人讲，他想要跟他们讲的话呢，是用他们自己的话来跟他们讲。
And all the nations refused the law, but Israel accepted.
其他的民族呢都不愿意接受神的话，但是犹太人听了神的话。
That is a legend. Don't look for it in the Bible.
这是犹太人传说哈，圣经是没有这段故事，你找不到的。
But I think it was on the minds of people in Jerusalem this day.
但是我想今天那时候在使徒行传那时候的犹太人，他到那个地方的时候，他脑筋是在想这件事情，他们特别接受神的话。
Because first of all, we read that there were tongues of fire and a loud noise.
我们知道那时候有很大的声音，而且有舌头像火焰显现出来。
Which reminds us of the lightning and thunder at Mount Sinai.
让我们想起在西乃山的那个雷轰跟闪电。
And then, all the Jewish people who were there were hearing the apostles in their own language.
然后呢，那些犹太人在那个地方呢，听到的是使徒们讲他们自己的乡谈。
It's as though the legend came to life.
就像好像那时候这个犹太传说当中，神向各国人用不同的语言来向他们讲神的话一样。
Some people must have been thinking, "We have a legend, but here it is for real."
所以那时候，当他们听到使徒用乡谈跟他们讲的时候，他们想说：“哇，传说中讲的事情真的发生了。”
And the fire and the sound reminds us of Mount Sinai.
所以那时候的大风啊，身上的响声啊，让他们想起在西乃山所讲的。雷电跟闪雷轰跟闪电。
Could God be speaking again like He spoke back then?
所以神是不是要再重新跟我们讲话呢？就像当年跟我们的祖先在西乃山讲话一样呢
？Maybe there's something here we need to listen to.
那我们应该仔细听看看这些使徒们在讲什么呢
？And we know that several thousand Jewish people did come to faith.
我们知道在那个故事当中有几千个犹太人信主了
，except for a few who didn't understand what was happening.
有些他那时候不晓得到底发生什么事，那些人就没有得救。
And said, "They're just full of new wine. They're just drunk."
那有些人就说啊，他们可能是喝了酒醉了，所以他们不相信他们是在讲神用他们的方言来跟他们说话。
And Peter replied, and I paraphrase,
彼得就这样子说了
"It's early in the morning. Nothing's open yet."
啊，现在很早，酒店还没开的。
No place to get a drink yet.
他们不是喝了酒醉的。
This is God at work.
这是神的神迹在向你们说话。
And many believed.
有很多人就相信了。
Now let's look at another verse.
我们来看看下一个经节。
Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, they came together because, as we said, each one heard them speaking in his own language.And they wonder about this. And it must have been an extraordinary day of Pentecost.
那天在耶路撒冷五旬节发生的事情真的是非常不寻常。
I don't think there had ever been a celebration of this holiday like it was on this day.
他们过了很多次的五旬节，但是从来没有一次像那一天使徒他们跟他说话那天一样。
And also then, Peter goes on to preach about this.Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet, and he knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of this fact. Why does Peter preach about King David?
彼得为什么突然讲到大卫呢
？There was another tradition on about this holiday.
我要再告诉你关于犹太人所知道传说五旬节的另外一个传说。
That said, King David was born and died on Pentecost.
所以传说当中说大卫王事实上是出生也死在五旬节。
So Peter preaches on what the people are thinking about.
所以呢，当彼得就向这些人讲他们脑子里面知道关于大卫在五旬节生出来跟死亡的事情。
And he tells how David died, and we know where his tomb is.
他告诉他们说，大卫王死了，而且他的坟墓今天还在这里。
And to this day, if you visit Jerusalem, you can see the traditional location of David's tomb.
你今天如果去耶路撒冷的话，那边有一个大卫坟墓的所在的地方。
But he says one of his descendants, Jesus, has risen from the dead.
但是他又特别讲着大卫的后裔耶稣复活了。
And he preached the resurrection and salvation.
而且他就开始讲到神的救恩。
So you see what was happening here. God was communicating to people through what they were thinking about.
神利用彼得来告诉这些人他们所知道的故事，用这个他们知道的故事来跟他们讲福音。
He was taking what was on their mind and using that as a bridge to the gospel.
他用他们所知道关于大卫王的事情当作一个桥梁来讲到耶稣的救恩。
First with the legend of the languages and then with the tradition about David.
用两件事情，第一个讲到乡谈，第二个讲到大卫王在五旬节生死。
And this is always the way to proclaim Jesus and the gospel.
这是一个非常有效果来向人来传讲福音的方法。
You have to see what people are thinking about and use that as a bridge.
你大概你要想想看他所知道的事情是什么，用那个当作切入点来向他传福音。
Jesus did this with his parables.
耶稣像这件事情，像他的使徒们做这些事情。
People were thinking about lost sons and lost coins.
神就用很多他们人知道的事情来跟他们讲一些比喻。
So Jesus spoke about that and he used that as the bridge to talk about himself.
神用很多的比喻来向人民转讲他的福音。
The founder of Jews for Jesus was Moshe Rosen.
Moshe Rosen 是 Jesus for, Jews for Jesus 的创造者、建立者。
And he encouraged people to share their faith, maybe in a way that only worked for him.
他要求很多人来向别人传福音，但是传福音的方法是可能对他有效而已。
For example, if you pick up your clothes from the dry cleaner,
譬如说你从你的烘干机里面把衣服拿起来
，He suggested saying something like this.
他说你拿起来的时候你要说这些话。
Jesus can get your soul cleaner than you could ever get my clothes.
耶稣清理你，请你请洁净了你，你不用再让你的衣服。
I don't think this works for me.
我觉得这个对我并不是很有效用的。
I think if I said that, he would say, "That's nice, $6.99."
他说如果这样子跟人讲的话呢，他说这个价格就是这样子。
But maybe it worked for Moshe.
可也许对其他人会有用处。
But even if we don't exactly do that, we can always bridge into the gospel with our friends.
我也许不用那个方法，但是我永远找一个方法来向别人来传福音。
We find out what they're interested in.
我们到向他们所需要，他们的兴趣是什么。
We find out what are their fears and their concerns and their hopes.
我们看看他们担心忧虑的事情是什么。
And maybe we can give some of our own testimony.
我们向他们做我们自己的见证。
And we can bridge into showing them the gospel.
我们以那个切入点来向他传福音。
Let me just bring this up to date a moment. Show you something we do in our ministry here.
我来跟你讲一些我们在Jews for Jesus 的做些什么事情。
We try to use that principle.
我们用刚才所讲这种切入点传福音的方法。
So if it's Passover, Jewish people are thinking about that holiday.
如果我们在讲逾越节的时候呢，犹太人就在想到那个节期。
We have a pamphlet we hand out, Pharaoh wasn't very nice.
我们有一个传单就讲说这个法老是很坏的。
And we bridge into the gospel.
然后就向他们讲，就向他们传福音。
I think God can give you opportunities also.
我相信神会给你一个现今的机会。
You can share your faith in ways that relate to people's life experience.
你可以将你自己的信仰跟别人生活当中有关系的事情来向他们传福音。
Like we see on the day of Pentecost.
就像我们看到使徒人利用五旬节来传福音一样。
Let me give you one more example of how Jesus did this.
我再给你一个例子哈，耶稣是怎么做的。
There's another holiday called the Feast of Tabernacles.
另外一个叫做 Feast of Tabernacle.
And in the days of Jesus, on the last day, there was a big water show.
我们知道在祝棚节的最后那一天呢，有关于有水的。
And it was on that day that Jesus stood up.
在祝棚节最后一天呢，耶稣就站起来。
And said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
如果有人是饥渴，让他们到我这里来。
You can find this in John 7.
你可以在约翰福音的第七章看到这个。
And again, Jesus takes what people are thinking about, water.
所以耶稣呢，就用利用那一天，住棚就一天，大家想到关于有水的事情。
And he says, I will provide living water.
我会给你们活水。
And the people did not ignore him.
别人就注意听他在讲什么。
If you read John 7, there was a conversation that started to happen.
你如果读约翰福音第七章，关于在讲这个时候呢，就开始有对谈了。
And people were either for Jesus or against Jesus.
然后他们就在争论，有的觉得耶稣讲的对，有的讲是耶稣讲的错。
And that's much better than apathy.
就多。So
you know, we want to get conversations going about Jesus.
我们希望人开始谈论耶稣。
And sometimes in our ministry, we may do this in public.
有时候我们该公开讲场合做这些事情。
And many of us will do this one-to-one in maybe Starbucks.
有时候我们在Starbucks跟人家一对一来谈这些事情。
But I believe that God can use you in other people's lives.
我相信神会在别人的生活当中来使用你。
You don't know if you are the first or the 100th person to talk to them about the Lord.
你不晓得你是第一个还是第100个向他传福音的人。
When my friend Dan spoke to me in college,
当我的朋友Dan在我读大学的时候跟我讲的时候,
He did not know where I was on my journey yet.
他不晓得我属灵的历程是怎么回事。
But God brought him to me at the right time.
但是神很巧妙地在恰当的时候把他带到我这边来。
And let that be encouragement to you to share your faith.
希望这个故事能够激励你来向别人做见证传福音。
So now we've looked at the past, our journey, and we've looked at how we can communicate that in the present.
我们看到如何从过去的事情连接到今天来向别人传福音。
One of the most exciting things is that the Feast of Pentecost also speaks about our future.
更有趣的事情，五旬节也讲到未来的。
The idea of first fruits is given in the New Testament a new spiritual emphasis.
这个初熟的果子在新约当中有一个新的属灵的意义。
I'm not a farmer. I'm from New York City.
我在纽约市长大了，我并不是农夫。
I don't know about farming.
我对种田没有什么概念。The
wildest animal I ever saw growing up was a pigeon.
我看到的野生动物最多的在纽约看到的就是鸽子。But
I think when you get the first of the crop in, it means the rest is coming.
可是虽然不是农户，我知道如果有一个初熟的果子的话呢，后面会有很多果子一起来的。
And when the first part comes in, then you have confidence that you'll get the whole crop.
当你看到第一个出手的庄稼长出来的时候，你心里就知道其他的也会继续长出来。
The New Testament uses this idea of first fruits about our spiritual experience.
所以呢，在新约当中呢，他就用出手的果子来代表我们在属灵上的第一次的经历。
Let's look at some verses.
我们来看一些经节。
First of all, in terms of the resurrection,
首先在关于跟这个复活有关的,
Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ the first fruits. Then when he comes, those who belong to him. Jesus was the first out of something that will be part of all of our lives.
耶稣呢，所发生在耶稣上是事情呢，将会发生在我们基督徒身上。
Like the first of a crop, Jesus was the first to rise from the dead.
就像初熟的庄稼一样，耶稣是第一个复活的。
And like the first fruits of a crop mean more is coming, Jesus' resurrection means we will rise one day also.
就像出手了庄稼之后，会很多其他的庄稼，耶稣复活了，我们将来有很多基督徒也是一样复活。And
when you see the first fruits come in, it's a guarantee, it's a promise that more will come.
当你看到第一个庄稼从土里出来之后，你就知道将来会有更多的从地上长出来。And
we have the promise from God that we too will rise one day.
我们有承神来的应许，我们有一天也会跟耶稣一样复活。Because
we've already seen Jesus rise from the dead.
我们已经看到一个复活的样子的，那就是基督的复活。And
so this is our wonderful future to look forward to.
这是我们为将来一个很大的盼望，我们在盼望。Jesus
has been the pioneer and we will follow.
耶稣基督是首先的，我们会跟随他。
But it is not only about the resurrection.
在初熟的果子的观念不是只讲到复活而已。
Paul uses the idea of first fruits also to speak about our experience of the Spirit.
保罗用这个初熟的果子代表我们属灵的经历。
Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Right now we experience the Spirit's working in our lives.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们就感受到圣灵在我们心里做工。
And of course in Acts chapter 2, the Spirit came in a new and different way.
我们知道在使徒行传里面讲到圣灵降临的这件事情。
But what we experience now, Paul says, is just the first fruits.
保罗告诉我们，我们在圣灵当中所经历，只是我们得救的第一个经历。
That means that our experience of the Spirit and what the Spirit does in our lives, we only see a little bit of it now.
所以在整个得救过程当中，我们看到整个得救的圣灵在我们心中所做的果子，圣灵所做的事情只是初熟的果子，将来很多属灵的事情要发生。
And the Spirit's work in our individual lives and in us as a body is only a little bit of what it is to come.
我们看到在我们个人生命属灵上面的成长，以及教会整体属灵上面的成长，只是整个救赎过程当中的一部分，还有很多要继续发生。
And Paul says we groan inwardly as we wait for this.
保罗说我们在心里叹息，我们在等将来的事情。
I don't know, but maybe when a farmer sees the first fruits, he groans for the rest of the crops.
所以也许农夫看到第一个庄稼出来的时候，他就叹息，很盼望其他的继续长出来。
Again, I'm not a farmer.
我不是农夫，这是我的猜想。
I don't know if farmers groan or not.
我不晓得农夫是不是常常在那边叹息。
So also, this is fascinating to me. Paul speaks of the converts in an area as the first fruits.
所以也很有趣的，保罗把在某个区域第一个成为基督徒的，也叫他们作为初熟的果子。
He writes, likewise greet the church that is in their house, some people's home. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. Achaia is a neighborhood. I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Paul speaks of the first believers in an area as the first fruits.
保罗称那些在那个区域第一个成为基督信徒的人为初熟的果子。
That means he expected more to come to faith in Jesus.
他的想法是说会有更多的人一样归向耶稣。
This was just the first bit.
这只是第一个的而已。
And he expected many, many more to come to faith.
他相信有很多人还会变成基督徒。
And of course, the gospel took root throughout the Roman Empire.
结果我们知道，后来整个罗马帝国变成一个基督教的国家。
And many Jews and many Gentiles became followers of Jesus.
很多犹太人，也有很多外邦人都成为基督的门徒。
But it started with this one household in Achaia.
但是从这个地方，从这个区域的一个家庭开始的。
You know, when we share the gospel with Jewish people today,
当我们今天向犹太人传福音的时候,
we don't see 3,000 or 5,000 coming to faith like in the book of Acts.
我们不会看到像在使徒行传几千人、三千、五千人一样。
But we see one here and one here and one here.
我们看到的是这里一个、这里一个、那里一个。
And that gives us confidence that more will come to faith.
当我们帮助他们成为基督徒的时候，给我们信心，会有更多的犹太人成为基督徒。
We have seen this in many places throughout the world.
我们在世界各地看到类似的事情。
And so we can work in the confidence that God will give the increase.
我们相信在这个工作中神会继续增长，带我们给我们很多的增长。
And now there is a substantial body of Jewish believers in Jesus worldwide.
我们知道现在有在全世界当中有相当多的犹太人成为基督徒。
Still fairly small, maybe 0.5% of Jewish population.
事实上还是很微小，大概只有0.5%。
But more and more coming to faith.
但是越来越多的成为基督徒。
And now the last example of the first fruits from James this time.
这次是雅各用初熟的果子来做例子。
He chose to give us birth through the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. To me, this is a pretty amazing verse.
一个非常有趣的一个章节。
He says that the body of Christ here are the first fruits of something that will happen to the whole universe.
他说我们基督徒呢，事实上是神要在他所创造的万物当中的第一个出手的果子。
One day God's redemption will extend to the entire universe.
有一天神的救赎会扩展到整个宇宙。
But this was the first of what God...
基督徒的教会是这个第一个出手者。
One thing that this means is that the world looks at us to see God.
我想这个该告诉我们，世上的人在看我们教会，来看到神做什么事情。
You want to know what the crop will look like? The first that comes out of the ground.
如果你要知道说地上长出来的庄稼会是什么样子呢？你就看这出手的庄稼长的是什么样子。
You want to know what God will do in the world? Look at the body of Christ.
如果你要知道神要让世界上做什么大的事情的话呢？就看神在教会做什么事情。
Of course, we are very weak and we sin and we fall short.
但是知道我们有很多的缺点，我们还是常常在犯罪。
But nevertheless, James says you are. The first fruits.
但是即使如此，雅各告诉我们，我们是出手的果子。
It's similar to when Jesus says, "You are the salt, and you are the light."
就像耶稣告诉我们，你是世上的光，你是世上的盐。
We don't always feel like we are the salt and the light.
我们通常不太觉得我们是世上的盐或世上的光。
But God didn't say, "I'm taking a vote today. Who wants to salt today?"
但是神并不是这样子想。
He says, "That's what you are."
神说你就是了。
Even if we don't always maybe act like it.
也许我们看起来不像世界的光、世界的盐，但是神说你们是。
Nevertheless, the world looks at us and we give a testimony to God to the rest of the world.
因为不管是怎么样，世界看教会做什么事情，看神做什么样的事情。
And when James says we are the first fruits of all God created.
所以当雅各说我们是神在万物当中出手的果子。
He's talking about the church in this room.
他在讲说这个教会。
The church in Cupertino.
在 Cupertino's 的教会,
the church in the United States,
在美国的教会,
the church in China,
在中国的教会,
the church,
在全世界的教会,
we show the world what God is like.
我们向世界表现神所做的事情是什么?
It's an amazing thought.
这是一个很奇妙的想法.
And so you see how the New Testament takes the first fruits.
所以你看到在新约当中，他们如何将这个出手的果子有更深的意义.
So to speak, puts it into a new musical key.
把它放在就像在做作曲一样，把它变了调。
And applies it to our spiritual experience.
把我们属灵的经历来使用。
Just like the journey of Israel is our experience.
就像我们看在旧约当中犹太人旷野的经历，就好像我们现在的属灵生命经历。
So the experience of the farmer who farms reflects spiritual realities in Christ.
所以我们看到这些农夫在出售的果子上面，可以看到在基督救赎上面的事情。
And so we see that the Feast of Pentecost speaks about our past and our present and our future.
所以我们今天从五旬节来谈到我们的属灵的过去、属灵的今日跟的将来。
And I hope you find something to reflect on this morning.
我希望你可以今天所讲的事情可以让你思考。
But I want to take a moment now to transition to talking a little bit about the ministry of Jews for Jesus.
我要用现在这个机会稍微讲一下我们所做的事工。Because
the message of holidays like Pentecost has to do with the gospel.
这个五旬节事实上跟福音是有关系的。And
that's what we're trying to communicate to our Jewish people around the world.
就是我们这个 Jews for Jesus 的 事工所要向犹太人所宣讲的。
See, Jewish people are raised to say no to Jesus.
所以犹太人他们生长的环境当中，他们教导他们不要听基督教。We're
taught that if we become Christians and we stop being Jewish.
我们有想说，如果变成犹太人的话，就没有办法变成基督徒。And
we're taught that we join another people and we've left the Jewish people.
如果我们变成基督徒，就好像不再是犹太人一样了。
None of that's true, but that's what we learn.
当然这不是真的，但是我们从小是这样被教导的。And
yet the good news is God is working in the lives of Jewish people.
但是我们知道一个好消息，神是真的在犹太人身上做工。
To bring them to faith in Jesus.
将他们带到基督真理里。Our
ministry is in 26 cities in 14 countries around the world.
我们的事工在26个城市14个国家。
And we are probably best known for going out there in public.
我们通常到公众的地方去。
To the campuses and the downtown areas.
到学校校园里面去，或者在闹区当中。
In the large cities where many Jewish people live.
尤其是在大城市当中，有很多犹太人居住的大城市。
And just publicly witnessing to Jesus.
公开的见证基督。
Getting into conversations.
跟他们说话。
Having music and art outreaches.
有时候用音乐或者是艺术来跟他们交流。
And I want to invite you to be part of that this morning.
我希望有机会邀请你们来参加这个事工。
I think we do. We have a video clip to show or not?
我们今天没有机会来向你们 show 一个 video.
Do you have that ready to go?
I don't think we have it.
We don't think we have it. Okay, we're good without it.
没有关系。
We have enough technology around us. We're next to Apple computers. So let me share with you something that has us very excited right now.
我跟想分析现在发现很让人兴奋的事情。
Our largest branch is in Israel.
我们在以色列最大的分支。
Where about half the Jewish people in the world live.
有一半的犹太人是住在以色列。
Between 5.5 and 6 million Jewish people.
About 有大概5.5到6百万的犹太人住在那里。
Israelis are not religious except for a small minority. They are secular.
今天的以色列事实上并不是非常宗教化，只有很少数的人是宗教的。
And they are open to the gospel.
他们事实上是对福音愿意听的。
One thing that Israelis do is after army service, which is 18 to 21 years old,
有一件事情犹太人在以色列常做呢，就是他们在这个军事服役之后，
a lot of them go to places like India or Nepal.
有很多犹太人呢，就喜欢到印度或尼泊尔去旅行，
kind of just to explore and spiritually seek and just to bust loose.
所以呢，就到那个那些东方的地方去呢，去寻求尤其是灵命上的寻求，或是寻求什么解脱。
And we send teams of people to these places in India.
我们就送我们的队伍呢到印度或是尼泊尔去。
And we share the gospel with the Israelis.
当他们来到这个地方旅行的时候，我们就向他们传福音。
And many times when they come back to Israel, we reconnect with them there.
所以当他们旅行回到以色列时候呢，我们继续跟他们联络。
And we have a very exciting ministry in Israel.
我们在这个以色列有相当蓬勃的事工。
Later this year, we are having a special evangelism outreach.
今年后半年的时候呢，我们将会有一个福音布道会。
In the city of Eilat, which is on the southern tip of Israel.
就在以色列最南方 Eilat 度假胜地的地方。
It's a vacation and resort spot for Israelis.
那是以色列人常常去度假的地方。
I was actually there some years ago.
我几年前去过那个地方。
And I spoke to one guy who was renting boats.
我到那个地方向一个租船的人讲话。
And most Israelis are open to talking. He wasn't so much.
大部分的犹太人喜欢讲话，但是这个人也不太一样。
He said, "I don't like Jesus. I don't want to talk about him."
他说反正我不会信的哈，我对基督信仰没兴趣的。
So I had to think quickly. And I said to him, "I understand why you don't like Jesus."
我知道你会有这个想法。
If everybody walked on the water like he did, you would lose all your business.
因为你是租船的，如果每个人跟耶稣一样在水上走路的话，就没人租船了。所以我知道你不喜欢耶稣。
And he kind of lightened up and talked.
所以这个他就有点兴趣了，觉得好吧，那就谈谈吧。
So here's how you can be involved in our ministry.
接下来呢，我要讲说你如何能够参与我们的事工。
Prayer,
帮助我们祷告。
And pray for the outreach in a lot later this year.
所以为我们接下来下半年要在 Elect 这个度假圣地所做的福音布道来祷告。
There is a lot of preparation involved in these outreaches.
有很多的预备工作需要做。
And I know your prayers will really make a difference.
我相信你为我们的祷告会对我们有很大的帮助。
Another way to be involved is you received a colored card like this, colored index card.
有件事情你今天进来的时候可以可能拿到了这个有颜色的一张index card.
It should be with your bulletin. If you don't have one, raise your hand though.
你们大家很多人都有了嘛哈。
And, okay, maybe everyone has. So if you fill in your name and address, you can put your phone, you can put your email.
如果你愿意参我们的事工要我们联络你的话呢你就把你的 email address, 当然是你的姓名如果愿意的话把你的电话留在那个地方
We'll send you our Jews for Jesus newsletter every month It's only in English though
我们会将我们每个月的月刊寄给你但是这个只有英文
But if you're an English reader There's lots of things to pray for
如果你有办法读英文的话你可以从月刊当中看到有很多需要代祷的事项
If you know someone Jewish We can help you share your faith
如果你有犹太教的朋友的话呢，我们可以帮助你呀，也让你跟他传福音。
And we have a devotional article to encourage you in your walk with the Lord each month.
我们每天也有在每个月上面当中也有属灵的每日灵粮之类的东西帮助你灵修。
And if you fill this out, I'm not really sure how we're going to collect these, but you can give them to me afterwards.
等一下大家如果也填好了之后呢就放在后面那个地方交代放在单子桌子上面等一下Brother Rich 走开离开的时候他可以从那里拿
We also have a literature table outside the sanctuary
等一下你出去在 Youth 的门口那边他有个桌子上面有他们的单张还有一些书籍
You can put them on that table
你也可以把刚才你填的这个单子放在这个 index card 放在那个桌子上面
And you can also look at some books and free things that we have
你也可以到那个地方书桌上面看一看。
Because Jesus fulfills every holiday and festival of the Old Testament, we have books about that.
就像刚才所讲的就犹太的节节都指向耶稣，有很多书籍讲这些事情。
This is one I wrote called Christ in the Sabbath.
这是我所写的这耶稣在逾越节。
And we'll show you how Jesus fulfills the weekly Sabbath day.
我可以讲说在耶稣跟逾越节的之间的关系
Because he said Come to me all you who are weary And I will give you rest
这讲的不是逾越节他是讲安息日
And of course Sabbath is the day of rest
所以安息日是我们休息的日子
Well it's been a joy to be with you all here this morning
我很高兴有机会今天跟大家这边谈论神的事情
I'll look forward to greeting a lot of you at the table afterwards outside
我希望等一下我们在事后有机会在这边跟大家交谈
Thank you.
Thank you.